wine taste better by telling you a story. Some of my best friends are liars. Arthur Riolo is a world-class storyteller. Arthur sells real estate in my little town north of New York City. He sells a lot of real estate, more than all his competitors combined. That's because Arthur doesn't sell anything. Anyone can tell you the specs of a house or talk to you about the taxes, but he doesn't. Instead, Arthur does something very different. He takes you and your spouse for a drive. You drive up and down the hills of a neighborhood as he points out house after house, houses that aren't even for sale. He tells you who lives in that house and what they do and how they found the house and the name of their dog and what their kids are up to and how much they paid. He tells you a story about the different issues in town, the long simmering rivalries between neighborhoods, and the evolution and imminent demise of the Mother's Club. Then, and only then, does Arthur show you a house. It might be because of Arthur's antique pickup truck, or the fact that everyone in town knows him, or the obvious pleasure he gets from the community, but sooner or later, you'll buy a house from Arthur. And not just because it's a good house, because it's a good story. Bonnie Siegler and Emily Oberman tell stories too. They are graphic designers in the toughest market in the world, New York City, and they claim their success is accidental. Bonnie and Emily run Number 17, a firm with clients like NBC, Sex and the City, and the Mercer Hotel. Everything about their firm, their site, their people, their office, and their personalities tells a story. It's the same story. It's consistent. It's a story about two very funny and charismatic women who do iconoclastic work that's not for everyone. Their website is exactly one page long, and some people think it has a typo on it. Their office is hidden behind a nondescript door in a nondescript building on an oddball corner of New York. But once the door opens, visitors are overwhelmed by fun, nostalgia, quirkiness, and raw energy. Nobody buys pure design from Number 17. They buy the way the process makes them feel. So what do real estate, graphic design, and wine glasses have in common? Not a lot. Not price point or frequency of purchase or advertising channels or even consumer sales. The only thing they have in common is that no one buys facts. They buy a story. Wants and needs. Does it really matter that the $80,000 Porsche Cayenne and the $36,000 VW Touareg are virtually the same vehicle made in the same factory? Or that your new laptop is not measurably faster in actual use than the one it replaced? Why do consumers pay extra for eggs marketed as being antibiotic-free when all egg-laying chickens are raised without antibiotics, even the kind of chickens that lay cheap eggs? The facts are irrelevant. In the short run, it doesn't matter one bit whether something is actually better or faster or more efficient. What matters is what the consumer believes. A long time ago, there was money to be made in selling people a commodity. Making your product or service better and cheaper was a sure path to growth and profitability. Today, of course, the rules are different. Plenty of people can make something cheaper than you can, and offering a product or service that is measurably better for the same money is a hard edge to sustain. Marketers profit because consumers buy what they want, not what they need. Needs are practical and objective. Wants are irrational and subjective. And no matter what you sell, and whether you sell it to businesses or consumers, the path to profitable growth is in satisfying wants, not needs. Of course, your product must really satisfy those wants, not just pretend to. Can Pumas really change your life? In this program, I will explain why people lie to themselves and how necessary stories are to deal with the deluge of information all consumers face every day. People believe stories because they are compelling. We lie to ourselves about what we're about to buy. Consumers covet things that they will believe will save them time or make them prettier or richer. And consumers know their own hot buttons better than any marketer can. So the consumer tells herself a story, an involved tale that explains how this new purchase will surely answer her deepest needs. An hour ago, I watched this story transform the face of Stephanie, a physical therapist who should know better. Stephanie was about to buy a pair of limited edition sneakers from Puma, $125 for the pair, about what she earns after tax after a long day of hard work. Was Stephanie thinking about support or sole material or the durability of the uppers? Of course not. She was imagining how she'd look when she put them on. She was visualizing her dramatically improved life once other people saw how cool she was. She was embracing the idea that she was a grown-up, a professional who could buy a ridiculously priced pair of sneakers if she wanted to. In other words, she was busy lying to herself, telling herself a story. The way Stephanie felt when she bought the Pumas was the product, not the sneakers made for $3 in China. She could have bought adequate footwear for a fraction of what the Pumas cost. What the marketers sold her was a story that made her feel special. Stories, not ideas, not features, not benefits, are what spread from person to person. Make no mistake, this was not an accident. Puma works hard to tell a story. It's a story about hipness and belonging and fashion, and it has built its entire business around the ability to tell this story. Telling a great story. Truly great stories succeed because they are able to capture the imagination of large or important audiences. A great story is true. Not true because it's factual, but true because it's consistent and authentic. Consumers are too good at sniffing out inconsistencies for a marketer to get away with a story that's just slapped on. When the Longaberger Corporation built its headquarters to look like a giant basket, and I'm looking at it right now, it does look like a giant 8-story tall picnic basket, it was living its obsession with the product, a key part of its story. Great stories make a promise.